What do we have to bear in mind exactly if we want to travel with our pets or have our pets delivered to us from other countries? Is there things we have to bear in mind because they come from specific regions, like tropical regions or colder regions or regions with
Yes,
rains?
well, basically, but different countries have their different regulations, and then we have to arrange the custom clearance, all the export import paperwork, and everything have to be like fulfill the country regulations. And then so sometimes for some countries such as Australia, New Zealand, or Japan, they require like 6 months waiting. So some country may involve like longer time, and it takes like 7 or 8 months. But for like say for example, America and Canada, they maybe require only like 30 days, which are less shorter period of time to prepare. So it really depends on which country, and different countries also have different regulations, and some even require quarantine. For example, Australia and New Zealand, they require quarantine for 10 days on arrival. And for such as rabies country to Hong Kong, they require 4 months quarantine. So it really depends on from which country to which country. And then so and different airline also have their different regulations. They can fly as cargo, and then some country they can fly as like excess baggage. You can even take the pet on the plane and then sit under the seat, but it must be really small size. We really have to check before and prepare where the pet is going, which airline they're using, or which route they are flying.
Do we have to worry about it if they can only travel as cargo?
Basically, for many people don't understand by the term of cargo. Cargo actually is the same as excess baggage. If you check in the pet as like in passenger terminal as excess baggage, they will have to be put in on the flight live animal partition, which is exactly the same as passenger cabin. They provide with like the air pressure, air temperature control, and the oxygen provide as well, same as the cabin. But only difference is they do not have people to serve the pets. But some airline they do have the special team to look after the pet.
Normally, the airlines won't do this, right? This is for like luxury purposes.
Well, not really, because it's getting common. For airline, they ship a lot of live animal. Sometimes not even just pets, like even horse or zoo animal or situs animal, which is the endangered breed. Also, take very important of the animal welfare and make sure the animal like is in good health and make sure their safety as well. But bear in mind, some airline they do not accept like snub-nose breed, which is for example for the dogs will be the Boxer, Pug or Shih Tzu. Those are the snub-nose breeds because they have the risk for when
They
they're
have trouble
traveling.
breathing,
Yeah,
right?
they
Is
have
that
the
right?
trouble of breathing. And then so some airline they do not take the risk to take those pets. And then usually we recommend to travel when it's like winter time rather than summertime, because for the summer heat it's too hot. For example, the airline do not take the pets like over 27 degrees. And then
But that's the
so
thing I don't understand, see, because you said you can put them in a place where the temperature is controlled, yeah? So if it's over 27 degrees, what's the effect on the
because
pets?
there's still a time that you know the flight is on the runway of the airport, and then if they park on like open area, there's no shading, and then even they have to the pet will be on the like air floating truck. They still have to be weighted too low on the flight because some animal they have the trouble of breathing, and then they get nervous. They may have trouble for breathing. So usually we arrange nighttime flight, or we usually wait until winter to transport them to make sure that they do not suffer the summer heat.
Now we know that the snub-nosed breeds cannot travel. So some of them cannot travel. There will be problems. So what other kinds of animals or what other kinds of health conditions maybe that would restrict them from getting onto airplanes?
Basically, for all animal they travel before overseas, they will have a final wet check, and then we make sure that they are health and safe, they're fit to travel before they fly. If they have find that the pet is very sick, Obviously, we do not recommend the pet to force to fly when they are sick in sick condition.
So I can basically fly with any kind of animals?
Yes, if all the pets have the appropriate document or even endangered breed, we have fly like fish or horse or rabbits, hamster, even reptiles. We have a very special case before, like breaded dragon, which is quite a big lizard, and it fly all the way from Seattle to Hong Kong, and then from Hong Kong it's going to Macau. So it was a really long route with like 30 hours travel.
So then for bigger animals, do you have to sedate them? Because they do get nervous and anxious.
Usually we do not recommend, we do not sedate animals because it's put out the animal in a life risk. It's very dangerous when you sedate the animal to fly, because when they up on the air pressure or the environment change, the body cannot adapt. So we do not sedate the animal. There are some climbs play for the cat that can be used, like which is with a really small amount of like to make them calm. And then we also suggest that like for bigger animal, we usually provide a crate so that the crate when we deliver beforehand, the owner can train the animal to get used to the crate. For example, they put some snack or let them have the food inside. We also recommend owner to put their clothes or their socks inside their crate or their toy.
So they have a familiar
So they have a familiar sense that to staying inside the crate.
And what about assistant dogs? Because you talked about the size limit. And for example, blind guide dogs, then they will have to stay with their owners. Then what do we do in that kind of situation?
Yes, certain airlines, they accept like on the board, on the cabin. But it really depends on different airlines and which country they're going. For example, some country, they only accept cargo. They do not accept cabin. So for Hong Kong and for all the assistant and guide dogs coming to Hong Kong government make it quite a complicated situation because they do not want the pet to come in as like on passenger flight on the cabin to like which may cause trouble to other passengers. So all assistant dogs must have the license, as must be trained with offer recognized by a certain organization, and then you also have to be pre-approval to submit by the Hong Kong Agricultural Government to get the license before they can travel as cabin to Hong Kong.
One final question. How can we find out more about your services? Can you give us a website or your Facebook page?
Yes. You can log on the Facebook Pet Movers Hong Kong, or you can even just go to our website petmover.com, like PETMOVER.COM. And then you can always contact us for 24/7. We have been working for every day for moving pets.